"Bravo!" cried the man, "and good luck go with you." And so saying, he let go of the Wasp's prow. A puff of air bellied out the schooner's headsails, and she paid off and filled away on the port tack, heeling gracefully over to the breeze, while Stuart twirled her wheel and braced himself against a deck cleat. "By the by," yelled the man, "you haven't told me your name." "Name is Stuart Little," called Stuart at the top of his lungs. "I'm the second son of Frederick C. Little of this city." "Bon voyage, Stuart," hollered his friend. "Take care of yourself and bring the Wasp home safe." "That I will," shouted Stuart. And he was so proud and happy he let go of the wheel for a second and did a little dance on the sloping deck, never noticing how narrowly he escaped hitting a tramp steamer that was drifting in his path, with her engines disabled and her decks awash.